Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right, final hour of the late show. And we are joined now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Friend of the show. Great dude. Amazing friend. His name is Kevin Gorg. You guys know him from FanDuel Sports. And from Canterbury Park. KG. Are you at the park right now? Is it a Canterbury College night or what?
I'm at home tonight. I'll be at the park all weekend. Thank you for the kind words. I cherish our friendship. Love texting with you on a regular basis about all the games we love so much. And we got treated to a great Stanley Cup game last night, and now we've got the NBA Finals start tonight. So sports fans are getting paid, H.
Well, I'll say this. Tonight in studio, filling in, producing is Lindsay, and she's a goalie. I mean, I know that you like goaltenders.
I am a former goalie myself.
I know, that's what I'm saying. So I knew you would show a little love for Lindsay. I appreciate that, my man. How you been, by the way?
I've been good. You know, off to a great start at Canterbury in the summer. As you know, Henry, we've got a lot of great friends, mutual friends that we work with out at Canterbury, and Jeff Madej and Paul Allen, respectively, Johnny the Mouse Nicholson, just great people. And love the vibe out there every summer. You know, my winter's a little more hectic. Buttoned up in the suits, a little more travel. Love the gig with the Wild. To me, summer is much more relaxing, and it's been a great first couple of weeks at the track.
Yeah, and I did talk to Jeff Madej last week, and yeah, it seems as though like the first couple of weeks out at Canterbury, it's been nice, it's been fun. And the thing about Canterbury Park and the entire area out there is if a person hasn't been to the park in several years, they need to go back out there because it's always a great place to go see horse racing and make some wagers and have a good time. But the entire area surrounding Canterbury Park is dramatically different now and more festive and nicer and newer and remodeled than ever before.
Yeah, it's crazy how it's changed in the last couple of years. The bars and restaurants around that area, Shakopee continues to grow. And then, you know, the racetrack continues to expand. Canterbury's done a great job of modernizing that facility. You've got music, you've got beverages, you've got food at 15 different restaurants, you're outside, you're enjoying the beautiful weather. And if you want to play the horses, that's great. It's a great gathering place and a great social spot. And when I first started going to the track in the 80s, it was all about the hardcore, you know, the gambling side of horse racing. Canterbury's become far more of an entertainment destination. We do all kinds of great things in between the races. On family days, on Sundays, we've got all kinds of great activities for the kids. So if people haven't done it in a while, you're right, H. It's a completely different experience. And I'd recommend your listeners check us out on our website at CanterburyPark.com because there truly is out of Canterbury something for everybody.
Yeah, I'm totally with you. Hey, we'll get to hockey at the end, but let's talk horses. We have made it to the Belmont Stakes. The way that I typically view the three different stakes weekends to kind of kick off the spring into the summer is you have the Kentucky Derby, which is always phenomenal. I love the card there. Then the Preakness, which is a couple of weeks after, I think just over the course of the last 10 years, it's very light in terms of the quality of horses, the horses that are trying to, or the fields maybe of the stakes races. And whenever you see a horse that wins the Derby bypass the Preakness, it makes it a little bit less inviting for people to want to be a part of the festivities. But by the time that you get to the Belmont Stakes, we're like totally back at it. The fields are great. Everybody wants to be a part of the Belmont. I love just the field sizes and the type of talent that we're going to see be a part of the weekend. But how unique is the Belmont now when the actual Belmont is being ran at Saratoga because of the renovations taking place?
Yeah, you know, you look at Saratoga Racetrack, and for those that don't follow horse racing like you and I do, think about Fenway Park and the Red Sox and that tradition. They've been running races at this spot up in Saratoga Springs, just outside of Albany, New York, for over 100 years. And I've been to Saratoga a handful of times, including last summer. It really is a walk back in time. And so for last summer and for this summer, as they rebuild Belmont Park out in Elmont, New York, this is the host to Belmont Week. And it is spectacular. It is old school. And I think this year, because the Belmont Stakes has both the Preakness winner in journalism, the Derby winner Sovereignty, and then that up-and-comer Baeza, who's been the steam horse this week out in New York, there are some great storylines. And I think, you know, horse racing got lucky because we live in a world where social media can dictate so much of the popularity of all these sports. And what happened in the Preakness was something I had never seen. And journalism basically got cold stopped within traffic in mid-stretch with a furlong to go. And, you know, when that happens, horses get stopped all the time. They never re-rally and win. Once in a while, they'll re-rally and finish second or third. But what he did, that athletic ability and that will to win, caught fire on social media. And it was one of those, you know, experiences that went viral. And so you had a great Derby. You had these two horses run 1-2. And now they're going to rematch in the Belmont, and it's just going to be an incredible, incredible horse race. You know, I look at the Belmont, Henry, as one of those races that stands the test of time. They call it the test of champions, and even though it's not a mile and a half because they've rotated to Saratoga, the Belmont, to me, because of where it lands on the calendar and what you get in the Belmont, a lot of times the best of the crop that they have to offer, it's always a heavyweight match, and this year is absolutely no exception.
All right, how do you feel about the race? And we're talking to Kevin Gore from FanDuel Sports in Canterbury Park here on the Lake Show News Talk, 830 WCCO. How do you feel about the race itself? We have 8 horses that are entered. I believe legitimately that there are 3 horses that are in a tier to win it. And those 3 horses would be Journalism, Baeza, and clearly Sovereignty. Sovereignty, a horse that me and you appreciate, that we cashed on in the Kentucky Derby. We were both on the same horse. I think that they're in a tier all by themselves. What do you make of that comment that I made, and what do you make of the rest of the field?
Yeah, I don't disagree. And I think the wagering is going to show that. You know, I think those 3 were probably the 3 best horses in the Kentucky Derby in that 19-horse field. They had to overcome the big crowd, the sloppy track, the traffic. And Baeza did get stopped in traffic and really had to steady briefly as they turned for home. And those 3 were clearly the best 3 horses when they hit the wire. The only wild card that I can see on Saturday in the Belmont is you always have to respect Bob Baffert. He's got a horse named Rodriguez who appears to be the speed of the speed. And unlike the Kentucky Derby, Henry, there just isn't a ton of speed in this race. It's a much smaller, more condensed field. When you have 19 horses at Churchill Downs on the first Saturday, and man, the horses are amped up, and the crowd is big, and it's loud, the pace tends to be faster than it should be. I don't know that that's the case on Saturday. I still have question marks around Rodriguez, but I respect Bob Baffert, and at any racetrack, at any time, I respect lone speed. So if Rodriguez is given the front, I think he's dangerous. Outside of that, though, the big 3 are the big 3. Baeza off the troubled trip. And if you watch the replay of the Derby, he actually got around Journalism just past the wire. He was flying late after that traffic issue turning for home. And I'm so in love with what Bill Mott, the trainer of Sovereignty, has meant to our game. He's an old school trainer. He's a Hall of Famer. He does it the right way. He's patient with his horses. And let's not forget, the Derby got over, and they had made that decision to look at the big picture and the Breeders' Cup and maybe the Travers and backload the calendar for this horse. He is based out of Saratoga. That's where this horse is stabled. He's been at home. He's been training. He's been in his normal routine, and he's been resting for 5 weeks. The question mark around Journalism, who I think is just a remarkable racehorse, is this is his third race in 5 weeks, and he has looked incredible in all the footage I've seen of him working out at Saratoga, but it's still three races in 5 weeks. So you get three of the absolute best three-year-olds going head-to-head, and I just think it's going to be a fantastic addition of the Belmont.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's going to be interesting, and you're right. Like, when you look at Mike Smith riding for Baffert and the speed, that is a little bit scary. When I look at Sovereignty and you look at Journalism, and my thing, there's no knocking Sovereignty or Journalism. I like both of those horses. And Journalism has been unbelievable. But you're right. Like, this many races in a condensed amount of time, you know, it to me, it sets up that the horse could possibly bounce and regress a little bit.
That is the worry, you know, and as talented as he clearly is, these horses aren't most often campaigned to race more than once a month. And when you squeeze in three races in 5 weeks and you factor in how taxing a Kentucky Derby will be at a mile and a quarter in that slot, and then you go 2 weeks right to the Preakness in Baltimore and you have that physical altercation in mid-stretch and he's stopped and he rallies, he's going to have to be an incredible horse to pull this off. He'll likely end up being the favorite, and rightfully so. I think if you look at this, he and Sovereignty, to me, is a coin flip as the most talented horses of their generation. And then you've got to factor in Baeza, who has knocked heads out in California with Journalism before and really made him work in the Santa Anita Derby. And then, as I mentioned, with that trouble, was almost able to catch both these horses in the late stages of the Kentucky Derby. So, to me, it's going to come down to a couple things. The three races in 5 weeks for Journalism, absolutely. And then Sovereignty has to overcome the fact that he is a closer who lays way back early and really is pace dependent. And if nobody puts the pressure on Rodriguez and that pace is moderate, can Sovereignty make up the 6, 8, 10, 12 lengths he's going to have to make up to get there? And I think the advantage that both Baeza and Journalism have is they've got more natural speed.
Yep.
So they can place themselves closer to that front runner in the race, and they're going to get the first run at Rodriguez, likely around that far turn. So to me, it's super compelling as to which one of those two wrestles the lead away from Rodriguez if they're able to, and then can Sovereignty be good enough to close on moderate fractions and get around to the very best three-year-olds in the country. I think it's going to come down to those three in the final furlong, and I think we're going to get treated to a really good race this weekend.
Who are you siding with? Who you like?
I like Sovereignty. I think the home track advantage is legit. I have felt all the way through the spring that he was the best of his generation. I didn't see anything in the Kentucky Derby that is going to sway my mind. And I think Bill Mott is one of those guys that looks at this race as being the most important race on the calendar because they're based out of New York and because this is the Belmont Stakes. And I think they've had this in the back pocket all the way through. And they didn't want to risk the Belmont by running in the Preakness. I wish they would have. I really do, for the good of the game, wish they would have run there. But I respect the decision to do right by the horse. And I think, you know, if you look at the early wagering, and I checked this afternoon, and there's already $250,000 being bet into the pools in New York. And as of right now, it's 2-1, a light favorite for Journalism, 5-2 on Baeza, and 7-2 on Sovereignty. If you're going to let Sovereignty go off as the third choice.
Really? So Sovereignty, right now, Sovereignty's the third choice? If that's the case, I'm all over Sovereignty.
Yeah, I think he's going to end up going off around 3-1. I think he is going to be third choice. Mm. And I get it. Listen, the pace of the race is a question mark, and he is the horse that's probably going to be the most dependent on how that pace plays out. But I think in between people being frustrated he didn't run in the Preakness, seeing what Journalism did, and then the troubled trip in the Derby for Baeza, I got a lot of handicappers, national handicappers I really respect. You know, these are people like David Aragona, Andy Serling, the track phantom, David Valento. These are people I always like to check in on their picks, and they're all picking Baeza. So there's a lot of steam out there on the troubled trip from the Derby. So I do think Sovereignty ends up going off as the third favorite. And again, my hands are tied. I felt he's the best all the way through, and I didn't see anything on the first Saturday in May that tells me any different. So I think even if the pace is a little slower, I think at 1.25 miles, this guy's going to come with his run. He's a big, strong horse that's only getting stronger, and he's on his home track. So I think that's going to be a big advantage too.
All right, what do you make of the Stanley Cup Finals? Who do you like winning it, and what was your take coming out of Game 1?
Oh, Henry, I loved Game 1. I mean, you know, first of all, I'm super impressed with the coverage on TNT. You know, the NHL's finally figured it out. The NBA's had this for years. It isn't just the game you're trying to sell. You're trying to sell the pre, the post, and the intermissions. And the NBA has had Charles Barkley forever. He's a national treasure. And Paul Bissonnette on the hockey side is that guy. And watching him and Wayne Gretzky go back and forth last night, loved the coverage. The game lived up to the billing. These two teams, you know, went 7 games last year. It was an epic cup final. And Florida looks like the team that's heavier, that's been there and done that. And Edmonton, to me, is a team that's the up-and-comers. They've got the superstar in McDavid. They've got Draisaitl, his wingman. And they looked faster last night. They looked better last night. And I didn't see that coming. I think before the series, I thought it'd be a long series. I thought the physical play of Florida could sway the series in their favor. Each team was credited with 51 hits last night. So not only was it fast-paced, not only were we treated to a 4-3 overtime thriller, but it was physical and fast and well-played. I really like what I'm seeing. I hope we get another classic. I would love this thing to go 7 games. And I think you have to shade towards Edmonton's side, not just because they won last night, because they earned home ice. And Henry, the thing about the Oilers, they kind of muddled their way through the entire regular season. They looked like a team that was tired from that cup run last year. But something happened along the way in these playoffs. They got off to a rough start in L.A. They gave up a bunch of goals. They got down in that series, and then they caught fire. And it hasn't slowed since. And if their goaltender, Stuart Skinner, can just be good or up to the standards of Bobrovsky in the series, Edmonton has more speed. Edmonton has the high-end talent. And I think they'll find a way. But, man, Florida is going to be a tough out. They just don't make a lot of mistakes.
KG, you're the best, man. Let's cast some tickets. We'll be corresponding and chatting about this weekend, man.
Looking forward to the Belmont. Hope your listeners come out and enjoy it. It's a Canterbury. We race at 4 o'clock on Saturday. The Belmont starts around 6 o'clock. It's going to be epic, and I'll be texting with you all weekend long, my friend.
Sounds good, my man. That's Kevin Gore joining us here on the Lake Show, News Talk 830-WCCO. Make sure that you go out to Canterbury Park. You make those wagers so you can make some money. We'll take a break. We'll come back, and we'll get to Word on the Street.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them, and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.